Simin Samach Gimel from Siv Dalid, hopefully Samach Dalid and Samach Vav Beis Hashem. The Mechaber says Simin Samach Gimel Siv Dalid Ikra Kavanu Hu Bepasik Rishon Hilkoch Im Karv Lekivin Liboy Bepasik Rishon Liyati Lechavati Vechorizu Vekuri Vafilu Madam Rebbe says Enet Zirus Kavanu Moidocho. This Kavanu, like we saw in the Rishonim, it's mevur that there's a different kavana that's necessary for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, and Mishabur says Baruch Shem Kvayim Chutzei Lo Amvad as well, and that is kavana of the inyan of the mitzvah, not just kavana to be yaitz of the mitzvah, but the kavana of the inyan of the mitzvah. The shaila is what kavana is ma'akiv. The Mishabur says, the mechaber says that if a person was not mechaven pasuk Rishon liyasidei chavase, like we mentioned the last time, there's many kavanas a person should be having at the time of Kriyat Shema. Liyos neregal kiddush Hashem. To a person supposed to have, when he says the Hashem Adnes, he should have in mind the Dona Kol Hayo Hiviyah Yudke Vavke, and Elokeinu Shtakov Balakoyches Balichalis Kulam, like we saw in Simon Hay. And the Gain says, even though you don't have to be mechaven by every time, but at least in the first pasuk of Shema, you have to be mechaven for Hayo Hiviyah. What kavanas are ma'akiv? So it's mechor mevur in the Mishnah Brura that a person needs Pirush HaMilim. He says, Zayin HaMotzei Sheben Yisrael Le'yeda Bir HaPasuk Rishon Shebe Kriyat Shema Shekavana Boi Le'Ikuva. Bir HaPasuk Rishon. Mashmai says a person has to know Pirush HaMilim. That's the Kavana which is Ma'akiv, which is Shema Yisrael. Shlachar, even though Shema, the Rashba says, has three meanings. It's to hear and understand and be Mekabel. But Lachar, the Pashup Shat is Shema, hear. Hear, O Israel. Hear Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, who is Elokeinu, which means he's the Bala Koiches, HaMashgiach Aleinu Mashgacha Pratis, and that's when a person should be Mekabel Amal Shemaim, to think that he's Mashgiach Ami. Hashem is Echod, and Echod, he is one. That's the Chara, the Pashup Shad. You don't need anything more than that. Even if you didn't have in mind, the Ramesha says, Chelek Hei, Simin Hei, and Weyashu goes this way as well, even if a person didn't have in mind, the Hoya Hoya Viviyah, he didn't have a mind, Takav Balakhechas Balakhechas Kulam. Nevertheless, if he had the mind, the Pashup Shat, that is Hashem, who is the Adonakol, who is the Ribbono Shel Olam, he realizes that he's referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is enough. That, and Hashem Echod, Hashem is Echod, and even, Ramesha says, Mikurdin, even if he did not have in mind, that he's Echod B'Shamayim V'Oretz V'Dal Ruchos, even though Lechatchila one is supposed to have that in mind, even if he didn't have that in mind, he would be Yaitzeh. He says Lechatchila one should have it in mind, the Dalad Ruchos. So Hashem, Shema Yisrael, listen, hear Yisrael, Hashem, who is Elokeinu, who is the Mashgiach, is the Balakoyches, HaMashgiach Aleinu, he is Hashem Echod. That's the Kavana which is Ma'akev in Kriyat Shema. That's pure Shamilim. Now the truth is that the Rekiv Eger in Mechtavim, there's a Mechtavim from Rekiv Eger, the Yitzhar Hazen, and in Mechtav Dalad he says that Lulei the Mistafin, he would say that even if a person doesn't know Pirush HaMilim, as long as he's Mekabel Omach Shemayim, that's enough. We'll get to that in a minute, what does it mean to Mekabel Omach Shemayim. But even if he doesn't know Pirush HaMilim, that would be enough. Now, the Mashmois is we saw in the Rishonim, in the Ritva, at the beginning, he said that there's three different types of Kavana, two that are negiah to every mitzvah, and one that's negiah just the Shema. The two that are negiah to every mitzvah is he shouldn't be misasik, and the second thing is that he should know that he's doing a mitzvah. And the one that's negiah just the Shema is that he should be mechaven, pirish, kol teva, v'teva, and to be misbainin in what he's saying. L'chor, it's mefurish in the Ritva that what's the Kavana that's miyuchedes for Kriya Shema is pirish amilim. The Mishnah Berurah, like we just mentioned beforehand, also in Samach Gimel, is Mashma Deir also. It says, the Zeinu Motsi Shemen Yisrael Yidah Bira Apostle Gavish Shemen Kriyash Mashma Shekavan Bele Yikuvah. And he's Metayin Tehar Allah, Kmash Kas Vesim in Samach Gimel Sev Dalet. The Kavan Bele Yikuvah means Bira, the Purish of the Apostle Gavish. It's not just Kabbalah Zemol Shemayim, but you have to actually know the words. And like I heard from Berkowitz Lemaisi, he says that in Echanami, one should have in mind both of the things, Purish Amilim and Kabbalah Zemol Malchus Shemayim. Now, what's the taich of Baruch Hashem Kvayim Chutzei Lo Amvad, which is also Ma'akiv? So, what does it mean, Kvayim Malchusei? Baruch Hashem Kvayim Malchusei Le'Olam Vayed. So the truth is that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Das Naiti says that all it means to say is Baruch Shemai. Like we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, when a person, we're supposed to be Mevarech Hashem, when we say Ki Shem Hashem Ekro Havu Goydel Lekenu, when we say the Shem Hashem, Havu Goydel be Mevarech Hashem. So really all that we're saying is Baruch Shemai. And Kvod Malchusei is just covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say it that way, the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what does it mean Kvod Malchusei? Kvod Malchusei means the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezgala to us in this world. Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever you say the name of Rebbeinu Shlom, Rachum, Chanun, Kedemeh, it's just the way that He interacts with our world. That's the way that, we don't know, we can't, Les Mach Shabbat Yitz Beklal, we don't know who Rebbeinu Shlom is. We only know the way that He's misnag with us in this world. That's how we know to Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, all these are Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the way that He's misnaig. So Shem Kvayim Rachusim means that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgal in this world, that's the only Shaykhis that we have to Rebbeinu Shlom, that's the only understanding that we have to Rebbeinu Shlom, that should be Baruch. Baruch Shem Kvayim Malchusai, the Shem of Hashem, which is misgale, and brings Him covet in this world, Lorein Levoit. So, really, according to what that's l'chora what it means, Shem Kvod Malchusai. But it's actually interesting. There's a Targum Yerushalmi that says that in the Shakla V'Atari between Yaakov Avinu and his sons, the Targum Yerushalmi in Parshat Vayechi, he says Yaakov Avinu says he wanted to be Megal Kate and is a Stalkum Ben Shechina. So he says, Oyvei, maybe the same way that Avram Avinu had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Esav, maybe I also had somebody that's Levavai Poina Hayim Meim Hashem Lekenu. Maybe there's somebody else that's also one off the Derech. So they all said to Him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echad. No, Hashem Echad, we're all Mekabal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, they're referring to Yaakov Avinu. What did Yaakov say back? We know, Baruch Hashem Kvod Mechus Yilam Ved. If you look at the Targum Yerushalmi, he says, what did Yaakov say back? Yehei Shmei Rab Mevarach La'olam La'ol Me'el Mayim. That's really what it means. Baruch Hashem Kvod Mechus Yilam Ved. He is Shem Hashem Mevarach. The Shem Kvod Mechus Yishem Mevarach La'olam Ved. La'olam La'ol Me'el Mayim. That's what it means. Whatever you have in mind for me, Yehei Shmei Rab, you have in mind for Baruch Hashem. That's also a Halvitzah. But the Pashup Shat, like Rabbi Chaim says, is Baruch Shmai. That's really what we're saying. Baruch, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be in His Baruch. And that's really the Kavanah Ma'akevet. Now, what does it mean, Kavanah Baruch Shemayim? We said you have to have Kavanah Pir Shemilim for the first Pasuk and Baruch Shem. And Kavanah Baruch Shemayim, what does it mean to be Kavanah Baruch Shemayim? L'chor Pashup Shat means that I'm going to be Ol Malchus Shemayim, means I'm taking the Ol of the Ribbono Shel Olam upon myself, and whatever He says to do, I'm going to do. That's the L'chor Ol Mitzvahs. That's the second parasha. What does this mean? Last week I was on the Hasa'ah, and a guy turns to me, a Yungaman turns to me and says, what's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? It's like embarrassing that 35 and 40 year old people are talking about this, but something that we should be doing twice a day. What does it mean, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? What's Pashup Shat? Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? It means Mekabel to do his mitzvahs, then L'chor, that is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. What's the difference? Some people say it's just in general, and maybe Ol Mitzvahs is Bifrat, but you have to think about all 613 mitzvahs. L'chor, no, we don't see that. L'chor, and that which Mishnah Berurah says earlier, is not Mashmi. He says, what does it mean that a person should read the Shema, the aim of a year of rest of Zio? Near the aim of a year, Zui Boifin Zesh, Yechavim Mishosh Ukuris, the Shema, the Kabbalah of Omach Shemaim, Li Yisnerag Okidush Hashem Avyuchon. Is that what it means? That's the chora, the way to read it in an oifen of aim of yira. But is that what Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim means? It's the chora chelik of it. Chelik is that you're being mekabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Really, Malchus Shemayim means you're being mekabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. He's the Melech, and he's the Elokim. The way that I saw it in Shara Avodah Yuch, the Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and he says Shemakabel Malchusoy Velekusoy Olav V'Tarig Mitzvaytov. So he throws the Targum Mitzvayso, but it means you're Mekabel Hashem as the Melech. That's what it means. You're Mekabel Elokeinu, He's Mashkiach Aleinu, and I'm Mekabel as my Melech. That's L'chor Pashup Shat in Kabbalah's Omach Hashemayim. I'm his Eved, even if he doesn't tell me to do anything, I'm his Shubit to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm his Eved. If he wants me to jump into a fiery furnace, I'll jump into a fiery furnace. That's a chelik of Kabbalah's Omach Hashemayim. But that's just the terlada of what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Melech, and he's a... He is the Elohim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting here. He quotes the Rashba that the Beis Yosef brings down, that even if a person is mechaven before Kriya Shema to be mekayim ba'kriya mitzvah say the Kriya Shema, mikamon kol she be'emtza pon libo l'dvarim achirim hari lekibalav malchus shemayim baskamas aleiv. if it was pana liboy v'em to lezvar machirim, then he wasn't makabel. Kabal zomach shemayim bekavanas be'askamah salev. And the chord mashmoyis is that he's not yetze. What does he mean? So the Elam saw there's a bir halacha in Simon Kuf Dalid, Sif Aleph, that he quotes the same Rashba, and he says a big chiddush. He says that according to the Rashba, the mashmoyis is of the Rashba, that even if a person was machavin, Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael, and then he thought, what am I having for supper tonight? Potatoes? Ah! And it goes back, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echon, he's machavin, Hashem Shua Aleikenu, he is Hashem Echon. That means that at the time that he's reading every single word, he's mechavim every single word. But since it was pun alibu ledvarim achirim in the middle, that's already a hefsik, that's already einu b'din, that's a chasarin in the Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. It says, tarachim b'di'eved, akoponim lechatchila yesh lizar b'zemoi. Now, there he was talking about the first bracha in Shemayin Esrei. Interestingly enough, he did not quote it here in B'niyat HaShema. There's no bir halacha in Simon Samach Gimel that says this. As a matter of fact, the Mashmoyis Mishnah Berurah is clearly not that way. Mishnah Berurah says, even if he was Machavin before the mitzvah, I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah d'araisa, but if he started spacing out, it was Pana Liboy while he said the Shema, so then Loikiva Baskama Salev. He should have said a much bigger Kiddush. Even if you were Machavin before to do the mitzvah, and even if you were Machavin every single word what the Pirush HaMilim is, but if in the middle you started spacing out, then you're not Yetzin. The Mashmoyis says that the Mishnah Berurah here did not bring it down. Sort of would seem, imply, that in a chanami wouldn't be ma'akir. The truth is that the etzem yisard of Mishnah Berurah is a chiddush. Ramesh is chaylik, and Ramesh says that's not pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba meant to say that you weren't paying attention during the words themselves. But in a chanami, if in between the words, a person started spacing out, that's not a problem. The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah himself was misyachas to that. In Simon Kuf Dalid, in that Biralach, he says, even though after Yish Lidchayz Ktaz, he says Kain Mashma L'chorek Shomei Pashat L'Sherni after Yish Lidchayz Ktaz. He could be Matcha, and that's how Ramesh is Matcha. Shlomo Zalman said, he says what the Mishnah Berurah says, being Chiddush, he said, they bring down in the Oras that he said that for him it's fair. In the first parasha of the first bracha of Shemayin Esther, Imamish, even in between words, not to space out, he says that it's a tall order. And Lamaisa, Lachura, a person would be Yotze even without it. However, like I heard from Bergwitz, he says in a Chanami, Lachatchila, a person should be Nizer, like the Mishnah Berurah says in that. But he says, what Falterain and Kapa Machshava Loinsa is, what should he do? You know, I think what maybe he means to say is that's not Panaliva. You didn't go ahead, Lachatchila, to think that way. He started spacing out. It wasn't Bekavana to space out. He started spacing out. Something took him over. Loinsa, you might have a Leilameva. L'chara, you wouldn't have to go back to Lein Kriyashma again. But L'chatchila, in Echanami, a person should, that's why we try to, before Shevim, 10 seconds without spacing out. You should try to do it. At least that way you should be able to say the first pasuk of Kriyashma without being Poina Libu Yadvarim Achirim. So is it Ma'akiv B'diyavid? The Mishnah Berurah clears it. Ramesha says it's not Ma'akiv, that's not Pshat in the Raj. But L'chatchila, one should try to be Nizar in it. Stamazai, because that is a Chasarin in there. Person is spacing out in the middle, even if it's not ma'akiv, l'chero, it's definitely a chasarin in the Kabbalah Zomach Shamayim, the fact that he's starting to think about other things in the middle. The Balei Musar say that it's not considered Kabbalah Zomach Shamayim if a person doesn't feel any resistance at the time that he takes Kabbalah Zomach Shamayim. What's Kabbalah Zomach Shamayim? I'm being makabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means like even to be Nerek HaKadosh Hashem. A person is willing even to be nerga kiddush Hashem, and he can't get up for shachas in the morning. Or he can't stop from speaking lashon hara. He can't. What's with all that? Elamai, he doesn't really. It's all words, but he doesn't really feel it for so much. So if he doesn't feel that resistance, then obviously he wasn't makabel l'shamayim. And from Brooklyn, he says l'chura. That's l'chura. That's how it should be. Lamaisa l'halacha. It doesn't seem like the poskim went that way. Reb Chaim Kinevsky said. In Das Neti, he says, no, even if he doesn't have any hergish, the very fact that he's mechaven for Kabbalah Zomach Shamayim, that's beseder. I saw him Pnini Tvila, who's he brought down from his uncle, Rav Volbo, his sort of cook, Mitzian Cook, who was well-known from the foremost Talmidim of Rabbi Yashiv. And he mentioned to Rabbi Yashiv what the Balei Musar say, that you're not Yetze if you don't feel any resistance. And he said, Einu Mochach. The question is, what does he mean, Einu Mochach? Einu Mochach means that the Yisrael is not mochach, or Einu Mochach means that Taka, somebody who's big enough, will have a Kabbalah Shel Shamayim without any resistance. Either way, L'chari the Pasha says that a person is Yetze, even though Al Derech HaMusar, L'chari, that is an Emes HaKabbalah Shel Shamayim, includes a person's being Mishavim himself and Gansan to Ribbono Shel Olam. However, the very fact that he's Makabal Malchusay Olav, he's Mechavin for Kabbalah Shel Shamayim, that L'chari he's Yetze, even if he does not feel the resistance. But Kiyodua, the Gedolim would spend maybe even more time on Kriya Shema than they would on Shemoneh Esrei, certainly proportionally, time-wise. This is the Yisoid of our Emunah, and it's the Yisoid of Kabbalah Shel Shamayim, the Meila. It definitely takes in worthwhile to invest time and effort into being Mekabel Al HaShemayim. That's Siv Dalet. Ima Yayosh Mitzaron Yisayim Yirun Yisayat Shekri Apostik Rishon, V'u'er Mamesh, Mikan Melech Mitzaron Yisayat Kedishik V'u'er Mamesh, Afa Pishu Kor Misnam Nem Yotso. The halacha is if a person's kurim is nam name from the pasuk, the first pasuk, on, then he's yetze. This is only if he knows the chara that he said all the words. If there's a possibility that he skipped out on some of the words, then in chanami the chara is not going to be yetze. That's what he brought down earlier at the beginning of Simon Samach Beis from the chinuch, that lo yidik tikvayis yisayah doesn't mean that you skipped any words. So a person has to know that he said all the words. So his karim islam name means that he could be dozing off in the middle, but he knows where he's holding, and he knows that he said all the words. Now, it's an interesting lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber says, "Im haya yashan, mitzarim neisayim yirin neisayim." If he was sleeping, we're mitzarim, and we wake him up until he reads the pasuk rishon. We didn't see that in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say that the guy is sleeping. The Gemara says that if he was karim islam name, that means he hadn't yet fallen asleep. He's dozing off, but he's not mamash sleeping. The shaila is, if a person is sleeping, are you chayv to wake him up? Are you chayv to wake up a guy? You see a guy sleeping. This is common in yeshiva, maybe. In the dormitory, your roommate is sleeping, and it's 9:06. And Seisman Kriya Shema is 9:09. Should you wake him up or not? Should you wake him up to say Kriya Shema or not? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down on the Licha Shlomo in the back, in the Miluim, Simon Yud Beis. He has a shtickle there. There he talks about the well-known hak that they have in Yeshiva Smir HaKadosh when it comes to Sukkot. About take somebody that falls asleep inside of a sukkah, can you take him out of the sukkah because he's potter from mitzvahs? And that's that. They used to do it in shifts. They wait till everybody falls asleep and then they take them out and then the next shift goes to sleep and then they. So the shaila is, when you get to, is a person who's sleeping, is he potter from mitzvahs? Or should he wake him up for Kriya Shema Tefillah? So he comes out, he's masik, he's then lachur and chanami. Once he's sleeping, then he's taka potter. He's taka potter. However, he says, a person should wake him up. He mazak him with a mitzvah, you're right. In chanami, hagami, ikar adin. He's onus and he's potter. Nevertheless, lechatchila one should be mezakehim. Mikomachim svara hu sheish lezakoyse she lehafsed ki a mitzvah kriyash ma vetzvila. The svara. What's that? No, even so, he's lechur. As a agam that he's not mechuyev, but the ma'isa he's. Let's see. He wasn't sleeping before his zman. He was sleeping.
No, only before he's sleeping.
Or else he maybe he's then presha. Maybe he's then presha then. But if he's that's a good question.
Let's say no, he's not going to say it.
It's hard to know that. I'm sorry?
No, he's not going to wake up. He's better not to wake him up.
If he's not going to wake up, so what are you doing?
Try, I'm saying.
You don't have a chiv to try if he's not waking up. If you know he's not going to wake up, you don't have a chiv to try. The shah is if you know. That's with regard to Sif Hei. Sif Vav, Akari Kriya Shema, Lo Yir Mez Beinav Aleikris, Besvasav Al Yir Bez Boisav, Beparashi Rishino, Shu Ikri Kabbalah Shemach Shamayim, Pnei Shanir Kekar Arai. Sif Yitvartabom, Vitashina Seyosam Kema. This is a halacha of making sure that when a person is learning Kriya Shema, it shouldn't be in an Oifan of Arai. That means that he shouldn't be Oisik in anything else in the first parasha. And as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Machmir Gam Beparashi Shnio. However, Lidvar Mitzvah to be Mekel. But anything, not to be Isaac in anything else, which means even if there's a loan there of Divrei Torah, you shouldn't be scanning it at the time that you're saying Kriya Shema, even though the Chora, what do you mean? Two for the price of one, also Kriya Shema, also learning. No, that's Kari Arai, even if you're learning Torah, but that's Kari Arai. Matter of fact, the Paiskim say that you shouldn't even give Tzedakah at the time, the Chora. Some people, they would put down Shem Zalman, put down coins on the table and let the person just take it. But he shouldn't, the Chora, be Isaac in another mitzvah in the middle. Certainly not to be checking your phone or texting at the time. Yesh line, whether or not the rest of the time is with the text. We'll have to get to that. But I'm talking about the rest of Brachas Kriya Shema. I'm not getting into the Rishashiva sign here. the shaila is al arai kriyas arai. Is it a chasar and a kriyas arai? Certainly in the first parasha, and we're v'machmer lachar in the second parasha, not to be Isaac and anything else. I saw the Ishei Sola says even to show your son the place in the siddur, you shouldn't do. Maybe the second parasha you could because it's a tzarich mitzvah, but in the first parasha you shouldn't do that. When you get to giving tzedakah lachara, it's a mitzvah, so then you would be able to give in the second parasha. Agav, it's an interesting ha'orah that they have down in the Halicha Shlomoy, which is Kedai, that's Eilam Shino maybe. It's a long ha'orah that they're marach there. The B'Shem Azam would be ma'er this nekuda. And that is very often it happens that a person, especially such a thing can happen. A person is Milbirch Kriyashma and somebody comes around collecting tzedakah. You want to give him money? Kids, by the time he gets to you, he's ready in the middle of Kriyashma and you weren't able to give him tzedakah. But you thought to give him tzedakah. So it's a shayla of Nidrei tzedakah. It's a shayla that a person, we know that tzedakah is Nitin b'machshav also. It's Gemara in Kedushin, from Alpha Mabez. That even tzedakah is also b'machshava, like Truma and other things. And b'meila, it's a shayla of Nidarim. And it could be a person's servant about tzedakah because there's no idea what happened to the guy. He had in mind to give tzedakah and that's it. The guy's gone. Shayla is, can you give it maybe to a different tzedakah instead? Send Rosh Hashanah and it's best to say that a person doesn't want to give tzedakah, he doesn't want it to be chal, his chiv tzedakah, until it gets to the person's hands. In other words, he doesn't want to give the money until it's in the person's hand. Once in the person's hand, then he wants it to be his tzedakah. That way he never gets into this aspect of this chesaron of nidrei tzedakah.
How do you like say it once?
Say it once, l'chor. Say it once. Only if you didn't say that. But if you went in the hedya and said that you don't want it to be considered, so even if you thought afterwards, I want to give the guy tzedakah, somebody comes into shul, you want to give him tzedakah, you thought of him. But since you say that l'chatchil, you only want it to be considered tzedakah, once it gets in sand, then the yesh lion, what would be in a case if you really wanted to give tzedakah and then you were nenas, l'chur, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzdar of machshav atev l'maisa. So now that you didn't give it, so then take in achnami,
veisachne. Could you think that tonight?
Can you think that tonight? That's a good question. Maybe the dvarim shabalevi and the dvarim. We know that there's a chiddush. We know that there's a chiddush. Not everything. Most of the time we say dvarim shabalevi. There's certain things that are tali in machshava, but most things are not tali in machshava. What it works for, it works for. But what we don't know that it works for, then achnami lav dafka. What's with blowing your nose in the middle of Kriyat Shema? Can you blow your nose? L'chorer Mishum Kavod Abriyas, the son of Ishei Yisrael, he says L'chorer Mishum Kavod Abriyas. He says you should stop though. One should stop at the time that he's blowing his nose, or something like that. He's allowed to. It's also L'chorer Tzarech V'Kavana, and Memelu he'd be allowed to do that. Now, what's with standing up for a Talmud Chacham, or a Zakim? So L'chorer, it's also, even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah, but it's L'chorer Arai. Interestingly enough, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, the Chazon Ish told him, when he was in Lomjo, he told him that he should stand up for Rebbe Elia Dushnitzer, who was the Mashgiach there, he was Talmud HaChavetz Chaim, even if he's in the first Pasuk of Shema. The Shaila is Farvas. Even if you want to say that it's not a Chazon of Arai, Oisig Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. Oisig Mitzvah Galdom Yizeh. So they bring down over there that it's the Pesach Mandel, maybe that's, the Ishei Yisrael says that there's a Machlokes of Pesach, maybe that's Nichlal in a Chilak of Gbalos of Shemaim. I'm presuming that's the nekuda, that it's all a chelik of being mechabed, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the covet of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kvod Terotzai, and the Meila. How can you say you can't say Shalom? Could be that Dibur is a lot worse than Akimo without a Dibur. That's mamish considered a hefsek, and that you shouldn't do. The Shalom B'negei, it's a remez, that's not considered Arai, because it's all a chelik of a Kabbalah Zemach Shemaim. In hefsek, it's worse.
A Sefer Torah would have the same din.
Could be a Sefer Torah would have the same din. Even though it's more chomer l'chara. A Levedik a Sefer Torah kiyodua is more chomer. Hani bavlo yitib shoyi. The Mekami kami a Sefer Torah and the Mekami kami gavar abba.
Once he stands up, he shouldn't say
Krishma because
then he's standing
Once he had the heter, it was muchach, the reason why he was standing, then it's okay. It's not a problem. Anytime that it's muchach while you're standing, then it's not a problem. The problem is when you're doing it even for kavana, but it's not muchach. Yom Kippur is not muchach. But if it's muchach, then it's not a problem. Now, is this din remiza asr even between words? Can I stop? Then I'll stop, I'll give tzedakah, and then I'll continue. It's not kari arai. Or they say, no, the whole muhus is a muhus of Arai. If you're stopping in the middle of Shema, that's a chesaron. So saw the Isha Yisrael, actually Machlekes Mechavruzah, we've been getting to this, and we saw Machlekes Lechero, Machlekes Apreiskim, in Isha Yisrael, he's Nemzon, he's serious him at the top, then even if you stop, and he brings a very nice raya at the bottom. I forgot what it was, he brings a raya that it's Kritza is Kritza Loikers Besvaisov. Kritza Besvaisov means Behechrech that you're stopping to speak. And even so, it's awesome. Lechora is a nice raya. Now he brings down there on the side, he says that that Rashi and the Ritva, that same humor, that the reason is because it's Chesaron in the Kavano, and it looks like it's the Chesaron of the first parsha. If there a remiza is because of Marfir for Kavana, then in Echanami, maybe if you stop in between, it would be Beseder. But Al Arai Kinira, which is what we're Choshish for Lamaito, then it's a Kriyas Arai, even if you stop your words, and even if you're stopping and then being Maramiz, that would still be a problem. Now, what's with Ksiva? Is Ksiva a problem? So Lechura, Ksiva is considered, it would be considered Arai, like we said before. Second parasha, if it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, then Lechura, it should be Mutter. We wouldn't have a concern of Arai. The question is, there's a bigger Shaila, and that is, does Ksiva have the din of Dibur or not? Is Ksiva Kedibur or not? So, in the very first Ta'ara, in Perikites, in Isha Yisrael, he brings down a Marach, I'm going to get to that. He says that Rav Yisrochaim Zonfeld says that Ksiva is considered a Hefzik, like Dibur. Whoever brought down Kama Paisim that said that it's not, at least B'Makom HaTzorech, Mamela B'Makom HaTzorech, Lechura would be better to write than to speak. Whenever you have the heter to speak, you would have certainly you would have the heter to write. But b'makom atzerich lachori, even if you can't speak, you would be allowed to write if it's b'makom atzerich. If it's not considered a chesaron of arai. I plead the fifth. I don't really, but I don't have time to answer that question. There's an interesting halacha over here. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha that when you get to Kriyas Arai, Mikomokom nearly the Ishlacha beparsha shniyah lemisha rogal harbi b'shifas tabak. Yevshal lechave machmaze ayn lekamon simikovdal b'shari shuvas of gotten aleph. The halacha is, he says, somebody that needs to shmek tabak, he needs to. The Chori is not talking about smoking, but he's talking about smelling tabak. The Chori says tobacco, that the Chora. He says somebody has rogel mamash and he needs it for his kavano. In the second parasha would be mutter. The shaila is why isn't that mutter in the first parasha? That's mamash atzerich. He's mitzayin. Ayn lekamon simin kovdal b'shari tshuvas of kana. What does it say in the shari tshuva there? If you're saying shema and the kid is making or davening and the kid is making a racket, and you want to be meramis to him, please be quiet. He says you're allowed to because it's a tzerich for it's a tzerich kavano. Memela, it's not a problem of remiza b'emtsa. So why over here is not a problem? Lachur is a tzerich for the kavano. Why is it not mutter? Which will lachur mean that a person can smoke a cigarette also. Because, especially electric cigarette, you don't even have to go out. You could just, in the middle of the base manish, possibly. Lachur, it should be a tzerich. The mashmois is that there's a chilek between whether or not the mafriya is mibachutz, or the mafriya is an egg in a mafriya. If the mafriya is mibachutz, it's a kid that's making noise. Somebody's knocking on the door. Somebody's being mafriya. In a chanami, then you're allowed to be meramez to be able to stop that which is mafriya. Mashing is something which is an eganazach that he needs to smoke. That's something to then calm yourself down and be mechaven. That's not something which is mibachutz. That maybe is the chilek between the two different things. If not, lechurim, why else should it be considered a chesaron? Yesh lahokol, nearly yesh lahokol beparsha shniyah. Lechurim, it's not kare arai, it's a needed atzerech. Alamai, it's considered the fact that he's being oisik in something else is already chesaron of kriyas arai. And Mamela, certainly, to smoke a cigarette in the middle, Lechura would be Asr of the first parasha. Second parasha, Misha Tzerech Harbe Yishlayim. Sif Zayin. Hoya Oisik ben Malacha Vratzalik Vez Kriyashma Yizbatu ben Malacha Yat Shuka Parasha Rishoni Kedesh Lei Kikore Arei. The halacha is that by somebody that's Oisik ben Malacha, he should be Mizbatu ben Malacha until the end of the parasha Rishoni Shishliya Kikore Arei. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah does not say over here that Yesh Machmir Meparsha Shniyah. Maybe he just means to say that. Maybe because he said that in Siv Zayin. But Lachur, if the reason is that's Kriyas Aris, then maybe you should be Machmir Asim Parsha Shniyah, not to be Yesh Ben Malachtai. So the Yeshiva wants to say that maybe Malacha is considered, Eitz Malacht is considered a Tzarech Mitzvah. Then we find the Kama Mekoymeis that working is maybe, Parnasa is considered a Dvar Mitzvah, Memela you would be allowed to continue Lachur. That's certainly the Stimas, Amachaber, and Mishnah Bruro, and Gemara, that one is allowed to be Eitz Malachtai in the Parsha Shniyot. Now there's an interesting, just Pashup Shad in the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael brings down a Ritz Geis that says something fascinating. Ritz Geis says that there's three different shitas, there's three different dinim. Kavana is for only for the first pasuk. If a person is walking, he has to stop till Al Vavecho. If he's being Oisik in something, Oisik Bimalachta, then he has to go, stop till the end of the parasha. The Shad is Farvas. Says the Ritz Geis, I'll tell you why. Because Kavana is really for the first pasuk. But somebody that's only for somebody that's sitting down. Somebody that's walking, then we're going to make him stop till Al Vavecho. And somebody that's working, it's going to be, the mitzvah is going to be, what's his lashon? Shemahalach she'in daitim yushevas alav bovad, tzorach deshe tzitziyashav daitay alav. Va'oisik b'malacha, tzorach levat mimenu ad shikra perik rishin. Shekiven she'oisik b'malachtoi, im iato matzrichai kolkach, nimtas mitzvah kala alav. It sounds like it depends what a person's doing. If a person's sitting, so then all he has to have is kavanah for the first pasuk. But if a person's walking, then mamish he has to have kavanah to love avecho. And if a person's oisik b'malachto, yishlo yemitzas kal beinov, then he has to stop the malacha till the end of the first parsha. The shaila is the mitzvah's kavanah changes if you what the person's doing. L'chor shver tzigloim. L'chor pashup shad is that a person is not miyushuv if. To be able to be mechavin for the first pasuk, if he's sitting down, then he's being mechavin. It's easy to be mechavin the first pasuk. If he's walking, then we need him to stop for a certain amount of time, kidei that he should be mitziyashiv atzmai, and he'll be able to have kavana for the first pasuk. And a person oisim b'malachtoi, then if you don't make him stop for the entire first parsha, he's just going to knock down the first pasuk without even thinking about it and continue weiter. Once we make him stop for an entire parsha, then he'll be mitziyashiv da'iti. This is something which is koshiv, and he'll read the first pasuk b'kavana. That's Lachora Pshad in the Ritz Geis. Sif Chet, so omnim achim al abayi, shayu oisim b'malach ha-brei shi'il and b'rei shi'ur sabinin, kurin kriyashma b'mkayim v'in utzicham l'irid. Omnim and b'al abayi do not have to go down. Now it's interesting halacha because they're going to have to go down, you have to be masal gula tefillah, and you have to go down for Shmoy Nesrin. But nevertheless, he's allowed to Lachora read kriyashma up there, continue his malacha, and then as he's saying, emes v'yatsif, he'll climb down the tree and be masal gula tefillah. Test Hakatef Afa Pishim Asa Oksefei Kari Kiyeshma Valayaschu B'Shosh Atein V'Libeshosh Aperik Menu She'in Libim Yushev. Somebody that's carrying a load, so then he's allowed to leave the load on his shoulder at the time he's learning Kiyeshma, but he shouldn't put it on his shoulder or take it off his shoulder at the time that he's saying Kiyeshma. If it's on, he can leave it on, but he shouldn't put it on or take it off in the middle of Kiyeshma. Now Lachar, this is very negiah to carrying a child. Can you pick up a child during Kiyeshma? Kid is crying, or the kid is not crying, whatever it is, you want to pick him up or hold him in the middle of Kriyashma, is that a problem? So Lachur is certainly to pick him up and put him down, Lachur should be an issue, the same way that this is an issue. However, carrying him, if he's in your hands the entire time, then maybe Lachur you have a heter. We have to really see, it's really the halacha, benegiat the tefillah, what you're allowed to hold in your hand, benegiat the tefillah, so you might have to leave it. But if it's something that you're scared that you're going to drop, then a person is not mechavin. But the truth is, if a kid is screaming, then you're not going to be mechavin at all unless you hold the kid. So what are you supposed to do in such a case? So I did see Nishay Yisrael, he said lechura to hold the kid would be an issue. Now maybe for a woman that's considered Isaac b'malachtam, and b'meila that's not considered. So maybe for the first parasha they shouldn't lechura. After that, yesh l'ayin whether or not it would be a chasaron for them to. Certainly they should stop in between parashas. What's that? This is Alocha. Mishnah Brewer already beforehand mentioned this, and he says that the parashis are not ma'akiv, even though if he said the psukim out of order. However, if he said the parashis out of order, if a person was mechavin in the first parasha, and then he got up to Vayim Shemaya, and he's in the middle of Vayim Shemaya, and he realized he was mechavin in the first parasha, he finishes Vayim Shemaya till the end, says the first parasha of Shema, and then jumps to Vayomer, even though the parashas are out of order. The thing is that over here in Samach Daled, the Bir Alava quotes a Goin that says that neither Abanan nor Na Yetzer, even with the parashas out of order. And he says that the Prima Gadim was also Mistapik, Mifakvik Bo, Emi Dibar Abanan Lo Yotza, Ken Zayin. But the Goin names on that a person is not Yetzer Midar Abanan if he said the parashas out of order. Therefore, I hear from Berkowitz, he said that if a person is in the middle of Vayom Shema and he realized that he didn't say Shema, then L'chorah he should go back to Shema and say the entire thing straight. According to this, he says even L'chorah if it means that he's going to miss Tfil B'tzibur. If you have the Yechilis to say Shema afterwards and you won't be missing Tfil B'tzibur, V'chulu, then in a Chanan. But a person, L'chatchila, should say all the parashas, even though the Mishnah Berurah says him to say that the parashas are not ma'akiv, but according to the Goyin, you're not yaitzim, either Rabbanon, if you said the parashas out of order. And the Meila L'chatchila, a person should say the parashas in order. If he should, L'chatchila, certainly if he has time. Even if he doesn't have time, that's already a chiddush. L'chora, one could be saying Mechad Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah seems to Neman, he was soisim that you could say the parashas out of order. However, certainly if a person does have time, he should go back and say the parashas in order. Because according to the Goyin, and maybe according to Prima Gadim, you're not yes if you say the parasha is out of order. Sif Beis. Kara parasha v'toba, im yodeh hechan tov, kugin shakara kula, l'shadim l'kipasecha b'emtza, choriz l'roi shayta pasik, v'gim ha'parasha v'mein yodeh hechan tov, choriz l'roi shayta parasha. If a person knows where he made a mistake, he could just go back to that word or pasik, and start again. However, if he doesn't know where he made a mistake, then he goes back to the beginning of the parasha. Now, L'chora, even if he knows that he said the word, but if he said it in a way that it wasn't Yaitse, that's L'chora, also a mistake. And there's a Shaila, what's the story with the first word of in the Pasuk of V'ahavto? If you say V'ahavto, that means, and you loved. V'ahavto es Hashem l'kecha, and you loved Hashem, Lashon Avar. V'ahavto means, and you shall love, Lashon Asid. L'chora, there's a big difference between the two. The proper way is V'ahavto. That's where the taimim are. Zvil ha'avto es Hashem l'kecho. And the chor makes a difference in the taich of the word. The Meister Shlomo Zalman said in Benigay to Kriyas HaTorah that in Halicha Shlomo it's brought down that you're Yotzei even if you said Yotzei Dechavasei even if you said Zvil ha'avto instead of ha'avto. And the Har they bring down that he said the same thing Benigay to even the first parasha of Kriyashma, also you were Yotzei. So the chor Yotzei means if you said it, you wouldn't have to say it again. If you could rectify it, l'chor, if you're still there to be able to rectify it, then l'chora one should, maybe you should finish the parsha first and then go back. But l'chora, if you have the yechirlis too, then you should say it the right way. The chatchila, one should be medaktik to say it the proper way the first time around. That zichur nichlal in medaktik bekriyashma metan loy yehenet. Certainly where it makes a difference in the words. Sif Gimel Tov in Parsha La Parsha Shu Yodei Shasi in Parsha Min Yodei Am Yishreinim Shniya Chorish La Parsha Yishreinim Yatsal Vayim Shemaya. If a person knows he finished the Parsha, but he doesn't know which Parsha he finished, you know that he finished, that's it. He took a breath, where am I holding? Something, he started spacing, yeah, doesn't remember where he's holding. So he says you go back to Vayim Shemaya, you don't go back to Vayomer, because you have to be Machmer, you have to be Chorishish. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah here does not bring down what he brings down in Sif, Dalin, that why can't you look around and see where the Eilam is holding? L'chor, if you look around and you see where the Shas is holding, or you see where the rest of the Eilam is holding, if everybody's holding by Vayomer, then L'chor, you should also be able to go to Vayomer. The truth is that I saw in Isha Yisrael that he nemdom kapshuta, he said kalachriyad, I wasn't even sure if you brought him a korfin, but he nemdom kalachriyad, in the Chanami, the same thing would apply. I looked in the Maimar Mordechai, who's the makor for this halacha, he did not mention it. He only mentions it in a geato, chzavto. But L'chor, the same thing should apply. L'chor, it's kriveya. If what the Olam says, the speed of the Olam is kriveya, then L'chor should be kriveya in this case as well. Sif Gimel, Sif Dalet. Hoya Eimer b'v'chasavto, min yodeim v'chasavto shepash v'shin, v'chasavto shepash v'shinio. Hoya zim v'chasavto shepash v'shinio. V'hani min ishle yisleman yirmi meichem, am yisleman yirmi meichem, in tarach, lachzor, desirchei noket osa. This is, if a person is in V'chasavtem, and the same thing applies, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if he's in any of the other words, V'shivtcho V'vesecho, he even says Ukshartom, even though there's a difference between Ukshartom and Ukshartem, one is with the commas, one's with the segol. Nevertheless, if a person is not sure, he knows that he said it, and he doesn't remember which one he said, then the same thing applies. You go back to the first one, whether it's any of the double words, you go back to the first one. You have to be choshish and you go back to the first one. Now, if a person already continued into Laman Yirbu, and he's not sure, but did he go from Laman Yirbu of the first Mechasavtim or the second Mechasavtim? That is, we go like the Rashba learns, and this is how Rav Yishenim learned, not like Rashi, that there's the Asarid of Sirchei Nakat Va'asol. That we're allowed to presume that when he went into Laman Yirbu, if he kicked into Laman Yirbu, then probably he kicked in from the second Mechasavtim. Now, L'chur, it's a big Chiddush. What's the Svar? I saw Ramesh's Mari this, Chelekei, hey. He says, what's the svar? L'chor v'chasavtam continues into Laman Yirbu. So how do I know, just because I went to Laman Yirbu, that I didn't say it after the first chasavtam, then after the second chasavtam? What's the sirchei knockout over here that tells me that if you tell me that I'm holding by Vavadat HaMehir, Amelar Tatoivos, then sirchei knockout tells me that I said everything up until then. But if I said Laman Yirbu Yumeichem, how do I know that I said it after the first, second chasavtam, not the first chasavtam? Where is the sirchei knockout tell me that? It's a chiddush. Not only that, it's also a chiddush because if you look around, Mishnah Berurah says that if you look around and everybody's holding by the first vichasavtam, then l'chara, you go back to, you don't go with your sirchei nakat v'azal. You look around at everybody else and you see everybody's holding by the first vichasavtam, starting v'ahim shemaya. Must be that I kicked this laman yirbu the wrong way. So I don't always say laman yirbu. I don't always say sirchei nakat v'azal. Depends on where the ilam's holding. So where do we go that we're holding by possibly a safik daraisa? If you hold that both parshias, the first two parshias are daraisa, that means if I say Laman Yirbu, I have a suffix and it said the first Mechasavtam, the second Mechasavtam. If I say that, obviously I said the second Mechasavtam, the Chazok is telling me, Kenege the mitzvah daraisa, the suffix daraisa, Chazok tells me I for sure said the second Mechasavtam, for sure said the whole Vahim Shemaya without even realizing it, and I kicked into Laman Yirbu. Chorus the suffix daraisa, Mechatesi. Mishnah Berurah, Lamaisa, Paskins, and Reish Lamed Hei, that at night, if a person says Shema early, say two parshias. Here in Samach Gimel, he said some people say that the first pasuk is daraisa, some people say the first parasha, and some people say the two parashas. But the three parashas, you see some time for sure is daraisa. But the chur is the subject daraisa over here. Meicha teisi, that just say that I said the man yirbu. Not exactly clear, but lemaisa, it's kepasim lealacha, and in a chanami, a person is allowed to presume that if he said the man yirbu, that he kicked into it. Now, that's only, like we said, if the Olam is not holding, is holding in the same place that he's holding. But if everybody's holding by the first Vichasavtam, then he would go back in Echanam to the first Vichasavtam. The truth is that the Maamar Mordechai says, when he quotes this halacha, he says, the kol echad yochel l'shara zeh b'kriyoseh. What does that mean? If you look at the Kaf HaChaim says that it depends. If a person reads much slower than the Olam, so then you don't have a raya from the Olam. If a person learns much faster than the Olam, you also don't have a raya from the Olam. A person has to know, kafi his kriya, where the Olam is holding. A person knows that he usually finishes and he waits a minute, till the Olam is holding by Hashem Lekech HaMemes. And if Rami Taka doesn't have a raya from where the Olam is holding to where he's holding. If he generally finishes around the same time that the Olam finishes, then in Echanami, he would have a raya from the Olam. Now, where do we? How far do we take this din of sirchei nakat v'azal? If a person is holding in the middle of tilois lakel el yorin, and all of a sudden he catches himself, everybody starts moving, standing up, and he tilois lakel yorin. Shrek. I know I said baruch hu, but I can't remember what happened after that. Is he allowed to presume that he said everything up until then? How far do you take sirchei nakat v'azal? I know I started yoytzer very choshech. I can't remember for the life of me. What happened? I definitely know that I was going to pay my mortgage. I definitely know the other things that I was thinking about, but I can't remember what happened in between. So I do remember asking Rebecca was this about 10-11 years ago when we were first discussing this. I said, if a person is eating breakfast, is he allowed to presume that he davened shachris? Because he never eats breakfast without davening shachris first. So if he catches himself eating breakfast, l'chero, we should say that he davened shachris. So the truth is, it's not that simple. It's really a big machlokes, a poiskim, shachar taz. In Hilchos Melicha, if a woman cooked a piece of meat, that's where it comes up. It's in the Samach Tes. A woman, and she can't remember whether or not she did Melicha. Taz says, Mustam, Sirchei Nakat V'Azal, that she did. And the Shach says, no way. You know, Sirchei Nakat V'Azal, say, whether or not she salted a piece of meat, it's supposed to sit there for who knows how long, 18 minutes, maybe even longer, depending on. We don't. How do you can't say Sirchei Nakat V'Azal is such a big thing. We saw such a thing when they get to Hilchos Nida also. But again, if a woman is not sure when she's preparing herself, if she did chafifa, if she's she knows she did Ian, but she doesn't know if she did chafifa, is she allowed to do it? So Pesach Shuvah, we're going to get to that. Anything which is a very big maisa, it's not so posh that you can say Sirchan Akva Azal. Anywhere that you're holding in Shema, l'halacha l'chora, in a Chanami, one's allowed to say that. If a person is saying, Ani Hashem L'kechem Asher Yatzitz Chamir at the time, he's allowed to presume that he said everything up until then. However, if he's ready in Shmoyne, if he's ready after Shmoyne Esrei, he wants to know that he damaged Shmoyne Esrei, and he mamash came remember damaged Shmoyne Esrei, l'chora in such a case, it's not posh that we say Sirchan Akva Azal, that he doesn't remember mamash such a big maisa. He would remember it. He would remember it. There's a ma'aseh with the Chassam Sofer. Yesh la'ayin. The Berachas HaShachar Yesh la'ayin. If a person doesn't know if he said Berachas HaShachar and he finds himself in the middle of Amar V'Sheinu Me'en Yisumay Afapoy, L'chor is allowed to presume that he said it. If he's holding by Shetatzi Leinu Ayim Choyim Az Yifonim Az Nisponim, L'chor, since so many people say when they're on their go, V'chulu, I would think that in Chanami that would be a Sirchi Nokat V'Azul. Story of Chassam Sofer. The COVID. Chassam Sofer once, he would when they fed him his food, when they give him his food, so your mamash techidei that he was eating, techidei that he was learning, he would eat the food, and he would wouldn't even pay attention to what they served him. Kitzer, his mashbak, one of them is mashbaks, one of his gaboyim. One time they saw they served him a geshmaka piece, I don't know, piece of meat, whatever it was, and he decided Chassam Sofer doesn't know anyhow whether or not he's not paying attention with chlal. I'll take his food and I'll eat it. The kitzer, he took his food and he ate it. Because afterwards, the Chassam Sofer asked him, he said, "Where's my food?" So he says, "Ah, the Rav ate the food. You just don't remember. You were so Isaac in your learning. You don't remember." So the Chassam Sofer says, "The emes is that in time he can zayin that I would eat an entire Suda and I wouldn't even know that I ate it." He says, "But to make a bracha and not know that I made a bracha, to forget that I made a bracha, that's can zayin." The Davaneno, I think it might be Fakir, it's fun. For many. That's, yeah, Sirchei Noket Vazim. Shemin Tamachvov. Beze Mokim Yochal Haftik, Beze Leyafsik, Uboi Yud Tishim. This, Kamat every Siddur has the Klolim that are mentioned here in this Simen, in the back of the Siddur. As a matter of fact, this Mishnah Berurah, some of the Mishnah Berurahs have Mamish even much more than the Siddurim have, every possible scenario. It's really tremendous. However, we don't always have a Mishnah Berurah or the ability to start looking up. To get up to Yehesh Meirabo, or all of a sudden you hear thunder in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, you can't start going to look to see what the halacha is. Everyone's after the Tachit, you already can't make the bracha. Therefore, Kosveim Aluach Libecha. Chazid is halacha, these halachas are so nageya. It comes up very often. Asher Yotzer, can you see Asher Yotzer in the middle? All these halachas, putting on talis and filling your talis, fell off in the middle. Ukedeme, in Chanami. Maybe it's not so common. The Elam was signing, it's not so common not to have tefillin. When does it happen that a person doesn't have tefillin? I don't know. I got stuck here last week in the snow. I had to borrow somebody's tefillin. It wasn't that simple. Stay there. But it does happen. Memela, a person should definitely know these halachas as clear as possible. We're just going to be misakim many of the halachas just to be misakim bekitzer. Now, the etzem halacha that's brought down in Sif Aleph, Bein HaProkom Shoyal B'Shalom Adam Nechba Adam Meishu Shalom L'Chol Adam Ventur Shoyal B'Shalom Mishu Yori Menu Kuyin Ovev Rabbi Mishu Godom Menu B'Chochmo B'Kol Shkein Melech Hayanos Meishu Shalom L'Chol Adam Nechba B'Filu B'Mitzah Pasik Chutz Mi Pasik Shema Yisobar Shein Kvin Rosin L'Avad Shliyas B'Em Klal Except for the first two psukim Yom Loi Mipnei Mishu Yori Shem Yer again. This halacha the Mishnah Berurah starts out at the beginning. He says it's not so negeh Bizmaninu, because the minig is that we don't say give shalom in the Beis HaKnesses anymore. Mamela, it's really not so negia. However, there are numerous instances that it is negia, even though it's not negia to give shalom to a Rebbe, to a father, ukedeme. However, benegia to answering dvarim shebekdusha, benegia to if a guy stops a person in the middle, you're on the plane and a guy comes over to you and he says, do you want your meal? Whatever it is, it could be yudavni mar, if he doesn't see you, you have tefillin on b'chulu. There generally, it's not an anos. He's not going to take you down just because you didn't tell him if they're going to eat eggs or not. But there's certainly al tefsin mamun ukedeme, or like we saw the gabe, if a person forgot his name, being called up for an aliyah. All these things are negeah, and we'll discuss them b'ezras Hashem. There's an interesting case, and that is, was mentioned as one of the shadows on the paper. What happens if a person gets a telephone call? Certainly he didn't have his cell phone on him during davening. He was during Corona and he was in his house, and somebody told him your father's calling. So is that considered Shela Shalom. His father's calling. He wants to know, is he allowed to answer the phone in such a case? Says the Rishon Zalman, that's not considered Shela Shalom. Shela Shalom is only when he asks you. The fact that he asked for you, but he didn't speak to you yet, he doesn't know that you're there, Bechlal, then in a Hanami, that's not considered Shela Shalom. You have no heter to answer in such a case. Where is it? Another case that's Nagia, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, that if they ask a moit, a shayla, ben aprokim, bemtza birchas kriyashma, so he says that l'chor ben aprokim, you would be allowed to answer. He says the best thing is to wait till afterwards. Zloshin is, ach k'shashoyl hu bar das, mamtena shagrim ratfilo. V'chein nochen lases. He says, unless it's an Indian, it's a nochus, it's something which is important, he can't, he doesn't have time to wait, then in Echanam he should answer, and he should ask even in Birchas Kriyas Shema, and the mites would be allowed to answer Bein Perek LePerek. Now, this is all Benegea to all Birchas Kriyas Shema and Shema. However, Benegea to Shema and Baruch Hashem Kvayim Ochusim Loved, there it says not to be mafsik. The mites of the Bir Halacha is Blaiz Tzarechi and Benegea to answering during Baruch Hashem Kvayim Ochusim Loved, and in between Shema and Baruch Shem Kavur Malchus Yilam Vod, that's also a Shaila. The truth is that the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tzamach Aleph, he brings down from the Chido, the Machlik Brocho, that it's in between Shema and Baruch Shem Kavur Malchus Yilam Vod, is like Emtza Perek. That's like Emtza Perek, and you'd be able to answer. However, Lamaisa, the Mestimus of Mishnah Brura, he blives Tzarechin, and the Mashmoris is that even between one should not stop Bechlal, not during Shema, not during Baruch Shem, and not in between Shema and Baruch Shem. However, you could do Shemei Kaina. Not here from Berkowitz, it's Loigar from Shemei Nesrin. Shemei Nesrin allowed to do Shemei Kaina. Then also, you'd be allowed to do Shemei Kaina in between Shema and Baruch Shem Kavanoch Selom Vod. Now, after Kel Melech Nemun, if a person said Kel Melech Nemun, what's that? He didn't say Shema then. Is that considered Bein HaProkim? Is that considered Emtza Perek? Is that considered L'chor? You didn't say Shema yet. So Zichur, it's not Kabbalah Zemol Shemaim. The question is that considered Bein HaProkim? Is that considered Bemtza Perek? I saw it brought down from Chaim Kanievsky that he said that Mistaver, that's not considered Bemtza Perek. It's not considered as if you started Shema yet. It's still considered Bein HaProkim. Even though Kel Melech Nemun is a Mishayach to the 248. But Benegea to, nevertheless, whether or not it's considered as if you started the next bracha, you still are in between, and it's not considered as if you started the next bracha. Sif Beis.
You can say it again.
What's that?
You can say it again.
You can say it again. You shouldn't be mafsik more than you need to be mafsik. Well, come on, that's not considered heftik, you're allowed to, then you wouldn't need to say it again. The halacha is, Im shochach laniach sif beis, im shochach laniach sif beis, im shochach laniach sif beis, Bein prokim la'anichem yivarach aleim, and the Ramah says, Yishem shalei yivarach aleim adachar tefillah v'chinoig le'in talis. The machleg is the machaber and the Ramah. What happens if a person gets talis and tefillin in between, during Birchas Kriyashma? Says the machaber that you could be mastik bein aprokim and make a bracha, sigh on the tefillin and sigh on the talis. However, the Ramah says no. On tefillin you could bein aprokim, and talis you shouldn't bein aprokim. You could put it on. But not only that, you could even put it on Bemtza Perek, because the Ituf is not considered a Hefzik according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Bracha, you would not make on a Talis, you'd only make it on Tefillin, and Tefillin you should wait till Bein HaProkim to make a Bracha on it. The truth is in Siman Nundalit, he says you could put it on Bemtza Perek and make the Bracha Bein HaProkim. But the Mashmois over here is, it's better to wait till Bein HaProkim, put on your Talis, put on your Tefillin, put on your Talis, and make a Bracha on the Tefillin, and not on the Talis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a massive chiddush at the end. He says, "Ve'heichashu yoshev beis haknesim is bayish leishav li talis l'chuli al miyachal avarach alav bein aprokim." If a person's embarrassed, then he can make a bracha bein aprokim. Now, l'chor, what's he embarrassed to do? He's embarrassed to put on a talis without making a bracha? You just told me that it's not a problem to put on a talis. And the itzav itself is not a problem. So, put on the talis, he won't be embarrassed anymore. What does that have to do with making a bracha? It's soyser what he just said a second ago. L'chor, the itzav is mutter. Why is the bracha mutter? So the truth is that he's quoting an Evan Oizer. Shevet Levi points this out. He's quoting an Evan Oizer, and if you look at the Evan Oizer, it's a short shtickle. It's actually a very long shtickle. It's come out to only have an Ezer on the entire Chelek Aleph of Shulchan Aruch. And he's Marech when he gets to this Hefsik, and he comes out Kipshutai that it's Usur to even be Misatif in a Talis without making a Bracha. Certainly you're not allowed to be Misatif at any point during Berachas Kriyashma and during Kriyashma. However, he says, if a person is Mizbayish to sit without a Talis, then you're allowed to be Mafsik. And if you're being Mafsik to put it on, then you can be Mafsik also to say the Bracha. But it's only with the Hanacha that it's Usur to be Mafsik even to put it on. But if you're Mizbayish, Kavod HaBris is doicha that problem, and Mimele, you're allowed to put it on. If you're allowed to put it on, it'd be Mafsik, so you're allowed to make a Bracha also. So L'chura, this is not like the Mishnah Berurah himself just said before him. It's going Keneged. If you go like the Avonizer, then in Chanam, you're also allowed to make a Bracha. The problem is that the Sharet scenes, the Makar is Evan HaOizer Upashut. What do you mean Upashut? It's not Pashut at all. According to what you just said, it's not Pashut. That's not the Halacha L'chura. They bring down the Dershah from Chaim Kanievsky. If you look in Das Noite, he's Marech. He's Marech there on the bottom of what he meant. But Reb Chaim said that when a person is Mizbayish, there's a special heter. If you want to just put it on, you're not being Mizbayish, then in a Chanami, you can put it on, but you don't make a Bracha. But if a person is Mizbayish, then that's already a heter to be Mafsik. Once you have a heter to be Mafsik, Kavod HaBris allows you even to make the Bracha. Kavod HaBris allows you to be Mafsik. It happens to be that according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not considered a Hefsik in the first place. But once a person is Mizbayish, then Be'etzim he has a heter of Kavod HaBris, and Kavod HaBris allows for a Hefsik, and maybe he's allowed to make a Bracha. It's the Chura, still a very big Chiddush, to say that to Chan Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah himself just said before him, that's not considered a Hefsik. So I don't have to come on to Kavod HaBris. Also Mizbayish, I don't have to come on to the heter of Kavod HaBris. It's not a Hefsik B'chlal. You only have to come on to the heter of Kavod HaBris if you're doing something which is Aser, but it's not Aser. So, L'chur is a big chiddush. I don't know how to explain it. L'chur aliba de hilchasa. Even if a person is mizbayish, you should put on the talis and make the bracha only after Shemayin Eser. Like the Mishnah Berurah says in the Chathchila. Sif Gimel. L'kadosh l'kdush l'baruch hu mafsik yifidu b'emtav. Posik v'chein l'moidem v'lo yemer el ativas moidem uvan. V'chein b'baruch hu v'yishim ha'omein. These are the halachas of being mafsik b'emtza perik and ben aprokim, just to be mesakim, when you're allowed to be mafsik b'emtza perik and when ben aprokim. B'emtza perik, it's except for Shema and Baruch Shem Kvar Mechus Eilam Vod, you can answer on Kaddish. Kaddish means Yehi Shmei Rav Mavarech L'Olam Olmei Olmayo, even Amen, L'Chiru. Amen Yehi Shmei Rav Mavarech L'Olam Olmei Olmayo, and also the Amen after Damiron B'Olmo. Everything else, Brichus, and Yatzmach B'Koneh, and everything else is just extras. And that a person is not allowed to answer. Kedusha means Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kvod. It happens to be that the Aruch HaShulchan says that Lo Yechriyu B'Davar, and somebody that wants to answer, Yimloich could also. I think that the Minhag Olam is not. Like Mishnah Berurah says, just Kaddish, Kaddish, and Baruch Kvod, nothing else. Not on Shabbos. On Shabbos you don't answer anything, even Shema Yisrael, Shem Kaddish, Shem Echad, that you say with everybody else, that everybody's saying together, one should not say at that point. The Baruch HaShem Varech, Lo Yilam Vod, a person allowed to say. The words, Moedim Anachnu Loch, a person allowed to say. The Amen after Akela Kodesh and Shemea Tfil, a person allowed to say. It's not exactly clear why a person allowed to say Amen after these. The Maria Abuhav says, the Mishabur brings it down, because it's after a bunch of brachas together. So if a person says, the B'nai Yishlaim Rakesh Meher B'Amenu, Brachat Hashem B'nai Brachat B'Yishlaim Amen, you're also allowed to answer Amen? Because that's after a bunch of brachas? Why?
Much more common here.
It's much more common here. What? This is? What? Amen after? Seder. We don't find anyone that says such a heter. L'chur, we don't find anyone that says such a heter. If you're davening as far as Shemini, and they say it after Shema Yisrael Ad, or they say Amen, and they say all these cases, L'chur after Yishtabach, we ever have such a heter? Not exactly clear. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan Taka, he says a different time, Ayin Shom. But in Echanami, L'alacha, Amen on Akela Kodesh, Amen on Shemea Tvila, Ramesha says, Kol Shekein, Amen after Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, and after Yor Hashem Ponev Elecha Vichuneko, and after Yisrael Hashem Ponev Elecha Vesim Lecha Shalom. You're allowed to answer those three Amen. You're not allowed to answer the Amen after the Bracha of after the Bracha of the Brichas Kanim, the Bracha that the Kehanim make. The Baruch Zama Yisrael B'Ahava. The Baruch? Yeah? That you would not say Amen, but after the actual Bracha that the Kehanim said of Yivarechacha, then you would answer Amen. Now all these halachis that you're allowed to answer is dafka in a case lechatchila. You should try to be mafsik. You should go to the end of a inyan, end of a pasuk if you could, or at least the end of an inyan. However, even if you're in the middle of an inyan, you're allowed to answer all these things. And when you finish, you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. That's the halachas of emtza perek. Bein aprakim is not too much more that you're allowed to answer. L'maisa, Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes over here whether or not you're allowed to answer the omen on shar brachos. We saw in Siman Nun Tes, he was soisim that you could answer omen on shar brachos. Bein aprakim, a person could answer omen on shar brachos. However, he said after avarabo, one should not. After avarabo, the only thing you should answer is omen on avarabo. But any other omen of any other bracha, you shouldn't. But after yitzar maris, you can answer omen to any bracha. Not only that, you'd be able to answer to make a bracha on lightning and thunder. He actually only says thunder over here. Aruch HaShulchan says lightning. Now, interestingly enough, if you're medayik in the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, he says gam echayadam mashma dimshamon beentza in lelevar chaleim kim kisheshama oison bein aprakim. The only time they make a bracha is if you heard them bein aprakim. Let's say you didn't hear it bein aprakim. You heard it as you're finishing up the bracha, and you quickly finish up the bracha, and then you want to make the bracha. So if it's after Tech Didibur, you won't be able to do it. If it's before Tech Didibur, the Chor, that would still be an issue because you're being mafsik between the Re'im with other words before you're making the Bracha. I would think that's L'Chor, the Mashmais of the Mishnah Berurah. Dafka, if you heard it Bein Aprakim, then you can make a, by the way, on thunder and lightning. If you see the lightning and you hear the thunder at the same time, that means that the storm is right above you. Therefore, within a second or two, you'll hear the thunder after you're seeing the lightning. Then you only make one bracha, oisem asabrashis. You don't make two brachas. If they're separate, you hear just thunder, we see just lightning, then on lightning you say oisem asabrashis, and on thunder you say shekoichoi ugrosim ali erdom. But if they both come together, then you only make one bracha of oisem asabrashis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, despite the fact that many people might not know that halacha. That's Mitzvah Hashem, will get to it. Ether of his money. Asher Yotzar, you cannot make you would not be able to make even Bein Aprakim, and therefore if a person is scared that he's going to forget, he should make some sort of reminder for himself, which in yeshiva used to be mekubal to open up one of the buttons on your shirt. That way somebody, not the top button because no one's going to say anything, the second button, and that way somebody's going to be ma'ar to you, that l'chari your button is open, and you'll say, oh, Baruch Atah Hashem Akinu Mechol Asher Yotzar. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaKorah, Kriyas Shema HaKorah, Likriyas HaTorah, Yesh Mishar Mishar Mavsik, Yesh Mishar Mishar Mavsik, Halacha Kitzvar. This is a Kriyan, which the halachas brought down, it's Lav Dafka Kriyan, even a Levi Yisrael, that they call him to be Mavsik, they call him to be Oyle HaTorah, and he's in the middle of Birchus Kriyas Shema. Then Mechaber brings down a Yeshem, a Yeshemim, and he paskins like the second Yeshemim, that a person should not be Mavsik. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, maybe that's how the Sfaradim go, however, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the consensus of the Ashkenazic Achrenim is that you are mafsik. You are mafsik in between, and you would go up. If you're called up, then you go up. You should not lane together with the Chazan. You should only make the bracha. You should only make the bracha Rishen and bracha Achreno. The Chatzchid, you should try to be mafsik at the Bein Aprakim, if you could. Even if you can't, then a person would be allowed to. A person would be allowed to go up even in the middle of Kriyas Shema, and he should not lean together with the Chazan. He should not ask for a Misha Berach. However, if the Chazan starts making Misha Berach and he forgets your name, then you're allowed to answer, which is L'chura, a big Chiddush. That's considered Pnei HaKovei. But L'chura, once it's already asked, we found the case of Pnei HaKovei. The L'chura in Echonami, the Derech is that you don't ask people, you don't say Shalom in the middle, but a Gabe that asks him for his name in the middle, then he's allowed to answer his name. Now, lichatchilo, should you call up? He's the only kain in shul. Should you call him up? If there's another kain, for sure call up the different kain. Now, if there's only one kain in shul, should you call him up or not? The chatchilo Mishnah Berurah says, no, you should walk out beforehand. You shouldn't get into the issues. However, if he's bein aprakim, then lichatchilo, then you would be allowed to call him up. If he's bein tzaferik, you should, lichatchilo, one shouldn't call him up. However, in other words, we're really not choishes for Pagam of the Kohen because we see his Eitzib in Kriyas Shema, and that he says, Bein HaPrakim, you could call him up, Emtza Perek, don't call him up. The best thing is that he should leave Shul. That's the best thing. And the same thing applies for Duchening. He should leave. If it's going to be, they're going to call up Kohanim, then he should leave before Ritzei, so that he shouldn't get into this issue in the first place. However, if he was there, or if he's the only Kohen, then you also have the same thing. He would be allowed to go up to Duchen in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma. Sif Hey. The halacha is, we pass in the Kibbutz Yehuda, one should not be mastic between Hashem Lekechem and Emes. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, some people say, you should even say Vayatsiv, Emes Vayatsiv, and not be mastic Bechlal. And he says, the grain says that way, v'toyiv lizor lechatchilo. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, she'ein minogenu kein. That's not our minig, we're not noeg like that. And we don't say emes v'yatsiv, we just say emes. And after emes, it has the halachas of emes ha'perek. They let it be mafzik for any of the dvarim shebekedusha that we mentioned before, and ukedim. The bein ha'prakim, what's bein ha'prakim of Mariv? So the same bein ha'prakim that you have during Shachas, like the Bir Halacha points out. And he says something else, he says, the halacha is that it would be considered bein haprakim. The chur of the mashmoyis of Mishnah Berurah is that in Chutz Laretz, where you say Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen, the entire Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen is considered bein haprakim. It's not considered bein tzaperek. Until you get up to Baruch Ato Hashem Amelach before they tell me, then you're ready in a bracha ketzara. In bracha ketzara, as the Bir Halacha said earlier, you do not stop in the middle for anything. Don't stop, do not pass go, do not stop, nothing. Don't stop for Re'imim, and don't stop for Amen, and don't stop for Kaddish, and don't stop for Kedusha. When you're in the middle of a Bracha Ketzara, you finish the Bracha Ketzara, and then you can answer. Sif Vav Im Pasuk Bnei Ayur HaKovah Nach Shomer Emes Ushasim Kedem HaChaz V'Shom HaShem L'Kechem Emes Mamten Shiyas L'Chaz V'Shem Re'imoy In Etzarech L'Chaz L'Mer Pa Mecheres Emes. You don't have to go back and say Emes a second time. As a matter of fact, you should not go back. Should not go back and say emes. It's not meshatkin, I say, but certainly the chatzchila one should not. Siv zayin inu emer amen achar gal yisrael mishum davi hefsek v'yishem da oinu omer v'chein oegin la'an yisomen achar hashatz avon mispal levad in oinin omi. This is the ma'at of benegiah to be maslik ben gula tefila. The Ramah paskins that you do say amen after the bracha of the shatz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing is lafuke nafshemi plukta, get out of the shayla. It's always the best thing to do is get out of the shayla that you shouldn't have a machlekes in the first place. And that is this. What's the best way to do that? You have one of two options: either finish off Gal Yisrael together with the chazan, and even though, like the Levush Yisrael points out, even though certain brachas, even if you finish off together with the chazan, you're allowed to say amen, but you're not machuif to say amen in such a case. Amela, don't say amen. Finish together with the chazan, or start a second before and start as he's saying Baruch Atah Hashem Goal. You start Hashem Tzvasei Tiftach, and he says even though you start a little beforehand, it's not like a kpeid the day nikkur klal hakta masay agav it's mevor from this Mishnah Berurah. I think we mentioned that beforehand that the ikar tefillah b'tzibur is to start exactly with the ilum, not just while the ilum is in the first bracha. That's also tefillah b'tzibur. We'll get up to that. Be'ezur Hashem, what for the chatzchila? He says no, that millisecond, that second is not nikkur. For the Chatchila and the Chanami, you should have 10 people starting and davening Shemar Nesrei at the same time. Sif Ches, Tzarech List with Gula Tfilo, Leyafsik Lach Hashem Agal Yisrael, Rakimir Ha'inus. This is the Halachas of Ben Gula Tfilo, which we, the Afilo B'Shehiyo Ba'alma Yesim Yitech Yedidiber, one should not wait. However, if he hears Gal Yisrael, he's allowed to answer Gal Yisrael. On Shabbat, you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, and the Amen of Gal Yisrael. The Mariv, we said that it's even not so machmer. You don't have to be better to get tefillah b'tzibur than to be machmer gula tefillah. Now, when you get the talis and tefillin, that the mechaber says over here, there's machlekes once again between the mechaber and the Rambam. Talis lo yaniach. Sorry, tefillin you put on without making a bracha. Talis lo yaniach oz. Unless it was earlier. So tefillin you put on even between Gal Yisrael and Shemar Nesrei, as opposed to talit, you are not put on. And according to and says the Ramah, however, if it was before Gal Yisrael, then you put on your tefillin and you make a bracha. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says that you only make the bracha of laniach tefillin. You don't say the second bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. You don't say Baruch Shem Kvayim Achus Yilom Ved afterwards. And you certainly don't say all the psukim of Arasich Lilo Eilam V'chulu. I saw something interesting. The Yishei Yisrael says the same thing would apply if you're putting them on Shema. Mishnah Berurah says that in the middle of Shema, even in between each word of the first parsha, you can put on tefillin and make a bracha. Says the Yishei Yisrael, also like this Mishnah Berurah, you'd only make a La'aniach tefillin. You wouldn't say anything else more than that. Sif Tes, Ein Lan Eskadosh V'kedusha Ben-Gula Tefilo, Kiyatzer Eisem, Mamtin Mishir Chadosha Kedei Lanais, which the Aruch HaShulchan says the best place to wait is really by Tzilas L'Kel Elyon, where that would be clearly the best place. That's where the Zohar says to stand up. That's where the Arizal says to stand up. That's considered a little bit of a hefsek. That's the best place. Sif Yod, Kol Mi Shalayom Emes V'yatzv Shachris, Emes V'muna Arvis, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chuyvas, HaMitzvah Kitikuno. It's interesting halach over here, which all the achrayim are matmiya on, and we'll just explain the case that the Mishnah Berurah understands it. If a person knows that he does not have time to say all the brachas of Kriya Shema, then and Davin, then he should just say Shema, and afterwards he'll say the brachas of Kriya Shema, which Shema again and Davin. However, if he's in the middle of saying Shema, and he gets up to Kriya Shema, and he realizes that he has an oinus. Somebody's calling him, he has an oinus. Somebody knocks him on the, taps him on the shoulder, you gotta come now. So he realizes he's gotta stop. In that case, he says the best thing to do is say, Yikri Kriya Shema ad emes, v'yamtin loy meshara brachas ad shizpal. In such a case, he should be masmech Hashem lekechem to emes, and later on say, v'yatsev enochen. Which is an interesting halacha, because right now he's not saying that brach of emes v'yatsev. Nevertheless, he says you should say emes, I guess because he's going to say the bracha later on, so therefore you should say emes now. The pasha says any time that you're not saying the bracha of emes yatsev afterwards, there's no real reason to say emes, even though that is the minig olam. However, it's mavur over here that a person says emes in such a case, and later on will be mamshich and say v'yatsev and damit shmeina esrei, and continue with the third parak, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.
Thank you.